Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday the 14th of May. Early guesses at UK's GDP data for the first quarter showed stronger growth than had been expected, led by a more robust performance on the part of the consumer. There was evidence of momentum continuing in March. The numbers were generally good. Even Bloomberg is going to struggle to find a negative spin for this data. Consumer resilience in the UK is the same as it is in other countries. Household balance sheets entered the Gulf War in a good position, and savings can be used to pay for higher energy prices. The UK consumer also probably has more flexibility than some others in terms of reducing oil demand through flexible working and online retail. The data is, however, likely to be overshadowed, in the domestic media at least, by politics, with the increased probability of a challenge to Prime Minister Starmer. Former Deputy Labour leader Rayner has been cleared of wrongdoing in a tax investigation, just in time to contend any possible contest. While there are attempts to portray this as a dramatic event, the reality is that whoever is in charge, fiscal policy is not likely to change substantially one way or the other. The resilience of consumption will also be on display with US retail sales data for April. These numbers are not adjusted for inflation. Most countries do adjust their retail sales data for inflation. The US does not. But given the amount of guesswork that goes into calculating US inflation these days, that's not necessarily a terrible idea. The soaring oil prices, which will also be reflected in today's import price data release, have pushed gasoline prices to over $4.50 per US gallon. And US consumers do not have the same flexibility to shift away from driving sports utility vehicles to favour alternative modes of transport that the UK or European consumers can do. The result is that the value of retail sales will go up because prices have gone up. But even with that, the ability to still cut savings rates to pay for those prices should keep non-oil sales values supported as well. US Fed Chair nominee Warsh, who has denied being US President Trump's sock puppet, was confirmed to the post by the US Senate yesterday by the lowest majority ever in the history of the Federal Reserve. That unusually low margin of confirmation may hint at some of the challenges Warsh is likely to face. The Fed has become more obviously divided in recent meetings, and the traditional deference to the chair has certainly been reduced. Warsh's reputation within the Fed from a previous gubernatorial term, and the external concerns about Warsh's independence mean that it may be more difficult to build a coalition around the chair's desired policy path. Ironically, given Trump's preference for rate cuts, Warsh's appointment may make that more difficult to achieve, at least in the near term. The rest of the calendar today is fairly quiet. Bank of England Chief Economist Pill is due to speak, but is increasingly being viewed as an outsider on the Monetary Policy Committee. Meetings between China's President Xi and Trump have been something of a nothing burger, if one could afford burgers with US beef prices up so much in recent quarters. There has been little in the statements that is particularly surprising. One of the main points of interest has been speculation about the possibility of an imminent visit to Beijing by Russian President Putin. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.